Welcome to NFP for Life with Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberg.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ, and welcome to our program, NFP for Life. This is Dr. Les Ruppersberger. I'm here along with my wife, Betty, and we are very happy to join you here at WISP Holy Spirit Radio 1570 AM in Doylestown and 1420 AM in Coatesville. As we always do, Betty will open with a prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Almighty and eternal God, you bless the union of married couples so that they may reflect the union of Christ with his church. Look with kindness on them, renew their marriage covenant, increase your love in them, and strengthen their bond of peace so that with their children they may always rejoice in the gift of your blessing. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our program this month comes to you just prior to Natural Family Planning Awareness Week, which will be celebrated this year from July 25th to July 31st. And so Betty and I would like to bring you some discussion and some topics relative to making people aware of natural family planning and the significance of this week. This particular week celebrates the anniversary of the release of the encyclical Humanae Vitae, July 25th, 1968, by Pope Paul VI. For those of you who may not recall the story, there was a pontifical council that was appointed during the reign of John the 23rd to evaluate the church's teaching on contraception. John the 23rd passed away, and Paul the 6th came into his papacy, and there was a majority opinion and a minority opinion. These were theologians and scientists from around the world that were appointed by John the 23rd to evaluate this particular teaching of the church. One of the members of the minority opinion was this Bishop Karol Wojtyła from Poland, who subsequently became John Paul II. When the council gave their opinion to Pope Paul VI, he prayed on it, and on the feast of St. James in 1968, expounded and released his document, Humanae Vitae, of human life, where he reaffirmed the constant 2,000-year teaching of the church that contraception was gravely evil, and that couples could not participate in any type of family planning that would separate the procreative from the unitive ends of marriage. He went on to speak to bishops. He went on to speak to priests. He went on to speak to physicians. And he went on and speak to the laity. It's one of the shortest encyclicals that I've seen and one of the most comprehensive. And Betty and I use it all the time in our natural family planning classes. We also use it in our pre-Cana programs. And we also use it when we do any type of teaching.
This week, Natural Family Planning Awareness Week also marks the feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne, the parents of the Blessed Mother. So we not only celebrate Humanae Vitae, but we also celebrate these two great feasts who were parents and mother and father to our Blessed Mother. And conjugal love and the awareness of true family love for one another. The Natural Family Planning Awareness Week is also a national educational campaign. It happens in the United States, and they develop a poster each year and also supportive materials that each parish can actually obtain from their website. So their website is nfp@usccb.org. If you want to get anything for your parish, you can also go to holyspiritradio.org, and we'll have that on the website. But their slogan for this year is trust. God has a plan for your marriage, a call to celebrate and to reverence God's vision of human sexuality. So trust I say this all the time. We go to Free Canis. God has a plan for you. Do you trust your spouse? Do you love your spouse? This builds trust and love and happy, wholesome, faith-filled marriages.
And part of the teaching that Betty was just speaking of during this particular week is the teaching, which is a beautiful teaching of natural family planning, which helps couples to deepen their marital love and achieve responsible parenthood, which is part of the church's total pastoral ministry to Catholic spouses. Fulfillment of this ministry includes both education and pastoral care. This means instilling conviction and offering practical help to those who wish to live out their parenthood in a truly responsible way. And quote is from an encyclical from John Paul II called Familiaris Consortio. But just to back up for a few minutes, let's talk a little bit about what natural family planning is.
NFP is an umbrella term for certain methods used to achieve or postpone pregnancies. These methods are based on observations of the naturally occurring signs and symptoms of the fertile and infertile phases of a woman's menstrual cycle. Couples using NFP to postpone pregnancy, abstain from intercourse and genital contact during the fertile phase of the woman's cycle. No drugs, devices, or surgical procedures are used to postpone pregnancy. NFP reflects the dignity of the human person with the context of marriage and family life, promotes openness to life, and recognizes the value of the child by respecting the love-giving and life-giving nature of marriage. NFP has enriched the bond between husband and wife.
A couple of characteristics of natural family planning. I'm sure you've heard on this program in previous years, and Betty and I were just speaking of this the other day, that we've now been on for a little over 10 years. This coming September will mark our 11th year here broadcasting NFP for Life at Holy Spirit Radio. And we feel very blessed and gifted that the foundation here, along with Dale and Jane Meyer, and with the aid and assistance of Patrick McCabe, have invited us and graciously continue to extend their invitation for Betty and I to continue to broadcast this information as part of the teaching of the church. But we want you to know that as a physician, this is very important to us, and the natural family planning method is based on scientific research and day-to-day observations of the signs and symptoms that occur as a part of each menstrual cycle of each individual woman, so they're very individualized specifically toward that woman. Most importantly, natural family planning is effective. It's 98 to 99% effective when used properly. And there are studies that have been done over in India when Mother Teresa was alive, where she taught women to use it with a 100% effectiveness with the Billings ovulation or mucus-only method. Natural family planning is safe and healthy, and it's natural and without any side effects. And I would think that this is an extremely important aspect that's coming into its own now that everybody in our country wants to go natural and wants to go green, so to speak, and doesn't want to put any chemicals or poisons or drugs or anything that they really don't need into their bodies, and to promote health and be healthy. That's something like natural family planning, which is extremely healthy and extremely natural, and that's why it's called what it is something that should become a lot more popular than the 2 to 3% of the population that actually uses it. NFP is also holistic and is in harmony with the couple's fertility and promotes emotional and spiritual growth that strengthens marital intimacy. We all talk about the whole person, the mind, the body, and the spirit, and natural family planning incorporates all aspects of those within the couple and within the marital relationship. And we've spoken quite frequently that most NFP-using couples have a very low divorce rate, and that divorce rate is usually manifested at something less than 4%. NFP is applicable to women who have irregular cycles, and during the postpartum period after delivery, and during breastfeeding, and also the perimenopause. A lot of women think that it's only used and only specific for people who have perfectly normal natural cycles that come every 28 days, lasting 5 days, and that's totally not true. And so it's important that you be aware that this is available for those who have very irregular cycles.
An NFP is morally acceptable to the Catholic Church and other major religions. NFP virtually costs nothing. It's free. Once you learn this, you understand your fertility, and you have that gift of understanding your fertility. NFP is not the calendar rhythm method, which was based on biological averages and a calendar method. There's various methods of NFP, the symptothermal method, the Creighton model, the Billings ovulation method, the Marquette method. There are tremendous amount of websites on the internet that you can access to understand more about NFP. Now, one of the methods, the method that we teach is the symptothermal method, and that's a method that talks about the temperature, the mucus observation, and the cervical observation. It's three different markers that you can look for your fertility. And NFP can't be learned in an office. One must take a class, and the classes are usually two-hour classes a week apart for both parties, for the husband and the wife, and the men are to be responsible for the charting, because this is a couple thing, and this is something that a couple decides between themselves to understand their fertility and be responsible parents. The primary changes involved for charting are the basal body temperature taken orally each morning before getting out of bed, and then there's cervical mucus changes, sometimes along with a cervical self-exam. Documenting these changes, excuse me, will identify the fertile window, and then that allows the couple to either achieve or postpone pregnancy. Some medical conditions can even be suggested by this charting. Your lack of ovulation, your abnormal ovulation, even those women that experience a lot of early miscarriages, they would be able to pick that up if someone was using NFP. And there are monthly classes throughout the Archdiocese. There's internet classes through Couple to Couple Link. There's a wealth of information about this NFP, Natural Family Planning. We need to let people know that it's out there and that it is 99% effective when used properly, and it's free, and it costs nothing, and it's healthy, and it's wonderful, and it builds family and strengthens families, and it allows you to respect each other more and be more enlightened, I think, about children, because if you can, you're making this decision between the couple to decide whether to have a child or not. And, you know, so many people that are contracepting, they're like, well, we're gonna expect to have a baby maybe next year. And they're planning it, but they're contracepting at the same time. They have no idea what their fertility is. They've never been given that opportunity to really understand their fertility. So this is a way to do that. So NFP, natural family planning, is the way to go within a marriage. And it will support and build loving and strong families.
And as amazing as all these characteristics are with respect to NFP, Betty, in 2005, the Diocesan Development Office down in Washington, D.C., solicited information from dioceses across the country in their annual NFP program national profile. And they surveyed all the dioceses that have natural family planning programs. And when viewed nationally, diocesan NFP programs vary from very comprehensive programs to non-existent.
Wow.
Some dioceses have very strong educational programs that integrate NFP into all educational efforts for human sexuality, marriage, and family life. With some hard work and some dedication, many dioceses across the country have made tremendous strides in improving the quality of their NFP programs to meet the standards for a diocesan NFP ministry. But viewed nationally, as one diocese improves its NFP program, another may experience a reduction in program size due to teacher loss, budget cuts, and restructuring of the archdiocese. And yes, our economic crisis is potentially affecting some of the programs that we have throughout our diocese. I'm not going to go through all of the information in this particular report, but I would like to highlight a couple of items. One in particular, the type of program or which school of natural family planning trained the coordinator. 23% were trained by the Billings Ovulation Method of America, or BOMA. 22% were couple-to-couple leg. 13% were Creighton Fertility Care Centers. 11% were Northwest Family Services. 5% were Family of the Americas. And 19% were smaller teaching programs or diocesan and regional programs, and that would include the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, which is certified through the Harrisburg program. They asked the question of how many NFP teachers are part of the diocesan program, and they were counting teaching couples as two, and there were 1,108 total teaching couples throughout the United States. Now, to bring that down into a little bit more focus, in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 240 parishes, and we have eight instructor couples, one of whom instructs in Spanish in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 242 parishes. So you can see that we have some work to do, and we have a long way to go as far as this awareness issue is concerned. With respect to the program, the majority, 48% of the teachers are volunteers. They receive a small stipend to cover their expenses for travel and mail and paper and things like that. 46% are volunteers and receive no stipend at all. Only 8% are paid either part-time or full-time as instructors. And 5% are part of the salaries with respect to either like a Catholic hospital or the Knights of Columbus. But even more astounding are the numbers that are budgeted in the amount of money for the programs. The total operating budget for an NFP ministry in the year prior to the survey, the largest percentage, 24%, of the diocese allocate somewhere between $10,000 and $30,000 for their entire diocesan NFP program. Now, think about the size of a diocese, think about the parishes, think about how many marriages occur in Philadelphia. Somewhere in the neighborhood, about 4,000 to 4,500 couples are married each year. So aside from pre-Cana, these natural family planning classes, the budgets are extremely small. Of the total operating budget for NFP, how much of it was funded by the diocese? And the largest percentage, 23% or 29% of the diocese only budgeted up to $5,000 of the total budget for the NFP ministry and their family life office. Additional money that were generated by all NFP activities, 30% raised somewhere between $1,000 and $5,000, and 26% of the programs generated absolutely no income at all. So a quarter of the programs generated absolutely no monies. 94% of the diocesan programs do charge a stipend. I believe ours is $100 per couple, which in this day and age, considering the materials that you get and the education that you get, is pretty reasonably priced.
But no couple will be turned away. They will have scholarships for anyone that cannot afford it. So that is not an issue.
Actually, most of the materials and most of the courses are over $50 by themselves alone. And then the follow-up, all the programs do follow-up, and the follow-up in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia is free, and it's voluntary, and we do follow-up. Annually, on average, about 17,000 couples per year throughout the United States receive instruction in natural family planning. The 95% of the diocesan programs have guidelines for marriage prep, and 90% of these programs incorporate some aspect of natural family planning into their marriage prep programs. But here is the key factor. How much time is allocated to natural family planning in marriage prep programs? 15% of the marriage prep programs in the United States give 15 minutes or less to natural family planning. 25% of the programs allocate 16 to 30 minutes. 15% of the programs allocate 31 to 45 minutes. Only 19% of the programs give 46 minutes to an hour, and 26% of the programs give more than an hour to natural family planning. And yet, with the mandate that this is the teaching of the church, and with the mandate and the requirements and the small funding, the question that was asked, does your diocese require an introductory session to an NFP for engaged couples? 34% answered yes, and 66% answered no.
Wow.
So how would couples know, and how would couples become aware of natural family planning as far as being the church teaching and what they can use for family planning? Furthermore, when they inquired as to whether or not the diocese required an NFP course, not just an introductory session, not just a short half hour or 40-minute session, but an entire course for natural family planning, 4% of the diocese responding said yes, and 96% said no. And when asked if the diocese was moving toward mandating a full NFP course for their engaged couples in marriage prep, 25% said yes, and 75% said no. And of all the respondents that responded to this survey, Philadelphia was one of the respondents that responded to the survey. There should be coming another survey probably later this year. They do them every so often. And so we have a long way to go. We have a lot of work to do because there's just not enough money that's allocated. There's not enough time. There's not enough education that's coming out of all aspects of every corner of the church. And Betty and I believe that the forefront and the front line of teaching natural family planning has to be lay couples like us, married couples, couples who use natural family planning, couples who know about natural family planning, and couples who are willing to stand up against the culture of death, against the mainstream and against the tide of the contraceptive culture that we live in, and speak to it in every aspect of their lives and live it. And yes, you will be singled out, and yes, you will be potentially criticized, and yes, you will potentially be somehow attacked, if you want to use that word. It may be a little bit too strong, but there are times when Betty and I do feel that we are being attacked. And we were speaking to a beautiful couple today from Ireland who have 8 children, 6 boys and 2 girls, who use natural family planning, and they were telling us about the difficulties that are taking place in Ireland on the culture of death front. And when they go to teach natural family planning in their marriage prep classes over there, that they're not only criticized by the couples in the classes, but they're also criticized by the NFP or by the marriage encounter or pre-Cana couple team that are teaching, telling them, oh, you can't say that. You can't bring that up in front of these couples. Oh, no, they'll be offended by this. You can't talk about that. Here, they had an outline of notes, and they said that the instructor or the head of the pre-Cana team went through and crossed out all of this information that the young wife of this couple had prepared to give this witness to Natural Family Planning. And the two of them actually were made to feel guilty because they didn't feel that they were an appropriate representative to talk about Natural Family Planning because they had eight children.
Exactly. And the reason why they have that many children is because they truly love one another. They trust, absolutely trust in God's plan for them. And they know the true teaching of the church. But this happens everywhere, not just in Ireland. It happens in America and every other country because people are not educated enough on pre-Cana teams to understand the true teachings of the church, and they haven't stepped out of their comfort zone to understand the true teaching. You know, people are so frightened by what? You know, by love and intimacy and children? Our church is not saying that you should have as many children as you can possibly have. They are asking you to be responsible parents, to have love and life with every act of nuptial embrace. That's all they want you to do, and be responsible. This beautiful couple had, I think it was seven children, and they're responsible parents. They love their children. They're responsible for their children. They're not asking anybody to help them to educate or take care of their children. And what is wrong with that? I mean, there's a little craziness about all this. And I think because of contraception, the marital love is really put aside because people aren't thinking about babies and bonding because they're not married. They're having sex outside of marriage or whatever it is. But this is about promoting strong, healthy, loving families. So it's NFP Awareness Week. What are you going to do for your parish? Can you help by promoting this in your parish? We're going to give you some information today about going to the website, getting posters, getting church bulletin inserts, and even using intercessory prayer during that week of July 25th, the week of Natural Family Planning Awareness Week, the week to celebrate Humani Vitae, and also to celebrate the great feast of St. Anne and St. Joachim.
And one of the best things that you can do to prepare for celebrating that week is to pray. If you can't do anything else, if you don't know anything about natural family planning, but if you're listening to Catholic radio and you believe in the teachings of the Catholic Church and you believe in the culture of life and you believe in the sanctity of life and you believe in the sanctity of marriage, then we ask you to pray. Pray to Our Lady, the patroness of the Americas, the mother of Jesus. Pray to her to intercede on behalf of all families and all married couples. Our culture is disintegrating at the basic building block, which is the family. We have attempts by legislatures throughout the country to redefine family. We have attempts by legislatures throughout the country to redefine marriage, which is a sacrament. We have attempts throughout the country to redefine the definition of the beginning of life. We have a Supreme Court in the past that has ruled that life does not begin at fertilization. We have older priests that were educated in seminaries in the 1970s, right after Humani Vitae was released, and there was a large backlash by some theologians and some priests and even some bishops that did not accept the teachings of Pope Paul VI encyclical in Humani Vitae, and they continued to teach that contraception was okay, to let your conscience be your guide, that it's okay to use whatever you need to use to do whatever you needed to do within your family. And those teachings went on for 25 years. And then in 1979, when John Paul II began his audiences every Wednesday for 5 years, professing his theology of the body, and now that it's in print, and now that we have that document, and we're now trying to unravel that document and interpret that document, we have the springtime of a new evangelization, as John Paul spoke to. And that springtime of that new evangelization has an entire group of new priests and new deacons that are being trained in seminaries that are honest throughout the world. And I do not feel that it is any small coincidence, because I don't think that there's ever any such thing as a coincidence, that during Natural Family Planning Week, Awareness Week this year, right here in Philadelphia at the Normandy Farm Hotel and Conference Center in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, they are holding the National Theology of the Body Congress during NFP Awareness Week. And I have to tell you that the minute that this came through the mail, Betty and I looked at one another and decided we're going to take our vacation days and spend them on going to this particular conference. We've signed up and we're attending, and we are really excited about the offerings. We have Cardinal Regali coming out to celebrate the opening mass and opening ceremonies, and we have a who's who list of featured presenters, which include Father Brian Bransfield, a renowned theologian, Dr. Pia D. Salini, Father Roger Landry, Dr. Janet Smith, Dr. Michael Waldstein, Bill Donahue, Damon Owens, Katrina Zeno, Dr. Peter Colosi, Father Thomas Loya. Other confirmed speakers include Dr. Gregory Popkak, Dr. Philip Mango, Glenn Stanton, Anastasia Northrup, Jake Samore, Dr. Bob Shooks, Monica Ashour, Sister Helena Burns, Father Richard Hogan, and several others. And the program, I believe, is filled. There is a waiting list. They have over 400 registrants. That's the maximum that the Normandy Center can hold. And so I would ask you to pray for natural family planning. I would ask you to pray for couples who are getting married. I would ask you to give us your support as much as you can. Send a note into the radio station. Let us know whether or not what you think. Send a note in to Dr. Les and Betty on HolySpiritRadio.org. And let us know whether or not you have any feelings about natural family planning and what you think about these issues. But we ask you to pray, pray, pray. I can't ask you enough. There are other things that we will talk about, but we need prayer. We need to break this culture of death, and Our Lady will crush the serpent's head. She put an end to the human sacrifice in the Aztec culture in Mexico through miracles and apparitions to Juan Diego and the Tilma, and we need that kind of a miracle now to put an end to Roe v. Wade and the Holocaust that is being put upon in our country annually with over 1.3 million abortions.
Also, I want to emphasize, too, that Natural Family Planning Awareness Week is not just about postponing a pregnancy. It's about achieving a pregnancy. So it's learning your fertility, and that's so important. I've been going through some websites, and there's about 100 pages of different websites for natural family planning that I went on just from Yahoo alone. I'm sure there's more on Google or whatever other search engines there are. But I'm reading a story about a woman that had C-sections, and she's had 3 children, and she's concerned. You know, a lot of people have a lot of reasons why they're so concerned about pregnancy and being able to have another pregnancy. They have a lot of physical things going on. And so she asked this priest. She's had 3 C-sections in the past 5 years, and it's been very painful. And she said, you know, what am I supposed to do? Well, the amazing thing is that she wanted to know about NFP, and she tried it, but she said she got pregnant. But she admitted that she never took a class. So this is what's so important. You need to take a class to understand your fertility. You need to have support about understanding your fertility. If you need to postpone pregnancy, we ask you and tell you that you need to take a class. And don't be afraid to take a class. And I think that's a lot of people are very timid about that. And they don't want to, they feel like they're giving personal information. And that's really not the case. Everything you learn in this class is for you alone if you choose that, if you need help to understand it. And because you have a spouse, your spouse, 2 spouses are helping each other on this journey because God has a plan and you need to trust in God, but also understand your fertility. Now, the amazing thing is, you know, people say, oh, well, that NFP, it doesn't work. I got pregnant. Only because you did not understand your fertility and you were not willing to work the program. It does work. It is effective. It's 99% effective. And it's healthy and it doesn't cost anything. So God has a plan for everyone. Our Catholic Church is giving you this gift of your fertility awareness if you take advantage of it. And, you know, there's plenty of places and plenty of resources that you can learn about it and not be frightened of it. And, you know, even some of these pre-Cana programs, a lot of the teams are not on board because they really don't understand the NFP methods and they don't understand the teachings of the church. And, you know, maybe we should get everybody together and give them a class.
Another aspect of preparing for this Natural Family Planning Awareness Week besides prayer is that we need to get the word out. And one of the ways to get the word out is to hear it in church. And I know that probably if we have an audience of thousands of people listening right now, that very few of you have ever heard a homily or ever even heard the words mentioned in a church if you've been going to church your entire life. And as Betty mentioned, some of the priests and deacons are either not comfortable with speaking about this in church, or they are not educated in it, or they just don't feel that it's appropriate. However, on the USCCB website for the information for NFP Awareness Week, there are homily notes. And I printed up all of those homily notes, and I respectfully sent them with a cover letter to the 3 priests and the deacon at St. Ignatius of Antioch in Yardley. And I invited them to reflect on those homily notes for the readings of Scripture for that week from Sunday to Saturday. And I requested that they consider prayerfully through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to give 1 or more homilies or teachings on some aspect of natural family planning or contraception. I've done this every year for the past 5 years, and every year for the past 5 years, every single solitary priest and deacon in the parish has responded graciously. And afterward, they've come up to me at times and said that they thanked me for inviting them because they had never given a homily before in all of their priestly ministry on natural family planning. They knew about it. They learned about it in the seminary. They just never really made the connection. And so I would tell you that with today is the 13th, 12 days left before the beginning of NFP Awareness Week, there's more than enough time to get a nice little note, an invitation. Go to the USCCB website, click on the left column on NFP Awareness Week, go down the column to homily notes, click on it, print them out, send a copy to each priest and each deacon in your parish, and invite them to give a homily. If they do, and 800 people are in church, or 500 people are in church, you will be responsible for facilitating the evangelization of the Word of God to those people. And you will become a minister, an evangelist, like John the Evangelist, in speaking the Word and professing the teachings of the Catholic Church and the teachings of Christ. And you will become a participant in that. And if you do that, we talked, what, a couple of years ago, Father Tim Christie, when he talked at the PNFPN conference, talked about how to give a homily on natural family planning. And we have tapes and CDs that are available that we can distribute and send out to the priest and have more copies made. We gave them out to probably 100 priests at the time. And he talked about all of the dates liturgically throughout the year, the Feast of the Annunciation, the Feast of the Visitation, the Feast of the Nativity, the feast days of St. Anne and St. Joachim, all of the liturgical dates throughout the year, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day, all of these dates, all of these celebrations during the liturgical year where there are scriptural readings that reflect on that particular celebration and that particular day, Our Lady of Guadalupe. More and more of them are coming to me as I sit here and speak. All of those dates are appropriate dates to speak about life, to speak about love, to speak about marriage. There are readings that I know that you hear in the cycle every 3 years about the wedding feast at Cana, to talk about what Cana and the wedding feast and matrimony and the sacrament means, and get up and be brave and speak about it is a marriage is between a man and a woman. And say that out loud in front of the congregation. We need to hear these teachings. We need our priests and our deacons to be bold. And we need encouragement from the laity that are sitting there listening to the word and listening to the message. So through invitation, respectfully, don't demand, don't insist. Be very respectful in your note. Be very respectful in your letter. And request that they give a homily and give a teaching, not just during this week, but any time throughout the year, but especially during this week, and celebrate the week, and celebrate the fact that God has given us through our biology and through our scientific awareness and knowledge, this fertility awareness, that we can know our fertility and that we can use it to either achieve or postpone a pregnancy. And that this is how new people, new souls, new bodies, new children, beautiful little children come into the world manifesting the love that's reflected between the husband and the wife.
Also, take a step. If you know how to use your computer, learn about it. Go on the internet. Read about it. Take a class. Ask your husband, ask your wife to go to a class for NFP and start to build your knowledge about it. It's not something to be feared. It's something to be gained. And if you know about, and there's also conferences, there's classes, there's all kinds of information that people just aren't seeking, but they are out there. Another thing you can do for your parish, on the website of the USCCB, there are bulletin inserts about marital love and the gift of life. You can ask your pastor to put a bulletin insert in. And some of these inserts, some of the topics are, what does the church teach about married love? And what does this have to do with contraception? And another one, are couples expected to leave their family size entirely up to chance? Of course not. And another topic, what should a couple do if they have a good reason to avoid having a baby? And what is natural family planning? Great topic. You know, get these things going in your parish. And then here's the final one. Is there really a difference between using contraception and practicing natural family planning? This is a bulletin insert that you can order and get from the USCCB, and you can, you know, distribute this. This is one little step. Even if you don't want to put it in a bulletin, you can put it on a bulletin board at the entrance of the parish. If you touch one couple, it's going to help promote married love and strengthen families. And that's what we need to do in our today's society. We need to strengthen families.
Other issues that you may want to consider, although they get to be a little bit uncomfortable, but I'm sure that all of you at one time or another are confronted with conversations that take place either socially or in the workplace or just casually talking with a friend, and somebody has a baby, and they turn around and say that, you know, you're talking to the grandmother of the new baby and say, oh yeah, my son and his wife just had a baby, it's their third, and I told her, don't you think that's enough, and you ought to get your tubes tied, or you ought to get a vasectomy. And I mean, people come out and say this
all the time,
you know, to your face. And rather than just sit there and be quiet, or rather than just say, why? What's wrong with the baby that they had or the other two children? And why would you want to destroy your fertility? And why would you want to undergo an operation when you're not sick? And why would you want to electively go out and choose to run the risk of anesthesia and infection and bleeding and everything else to have a surgical procedure? And mention natural family planning and say if they feel a need that they can't handle any more children right now, let them temporarily postpone by learning their fertility. Betty and I have been out to dinner at restaurants where other couples have mentioned that their children are on the pill, and I'll turn around and say, that's not healthy, and that's not good, and what about all the risks of the pill? Do you know that it increases your risk of breast cancer? Oh, it does not. Do you know that it increases your risk of blood clots or phlebitis? Oh, get out of here. You're doing that church thing again. Do you know that it increases their risk of getting liver tumors and cervical cancer? Oh, come on. I never heard that. And I mean, you just go on and on and on, and nobody ever heard it, and they're sitting there defending something that they don't know anything about. I'm a physician. They're not. I did contraception for 20 years. I've been doing NFP for 11 years. I think I know a little bit about what I'm talking about, and yet these are our friends that go to Mass, receive the sacraments, call themselves Catholic, and yet sit there and staunchly defend their children cohabiting, their children contracepting. We don't know what we're doing to our families, and they are the moments and the times that you are being called to know the teachings of the church. You call yourself a Catholic, you should know what your church teaches, and then you need to defend the faith. You need to become an apologist. You don't need to confront. You don't need to argue. You don't need to badger. You don't need to become offensive. You don't need to throw that friend away. You need to lead that friend back to the truth. And if you don't know what to say at that particular moment, say, hold that thought. I'll get back to you. And go home and go to the USCCB website, or go to the Catholic Catechism, or go to any one of the other 1600 NFP websites that Betty mentioned, or go to pnfpn.org, or call the Family Life Office and ask questions, and you will get information. Or listen to Catholic Radio at NFP for Life on the third Friday of every month and repeat it again on Sunday to learn about what natural family planning is all about. And we're proud to say that for the past 2 years, all of our programs are archived and available through MP3 downloads, for those of you who know what that techie language is, that you can listen to these programs streaming on your computer, or you can download them into your MP3 players, and you can play them and listen to them and give them as gifts to other people if you want to send a message to your children or your friends or somebody like that. So there are a lot of ways to evangelize utilizing modern medicine and modern technology and modern techniques. And you just need to be able to defend the faith. You need to be able to know what your faith teaches, and you need to be not afraid, as John Paul II said. He mentioned that in the Bible, there are 366 references to be not afraid. And Jesus tells us in his own words, be not afraid. I go before you always. Come follow me, and I will give you rest. There's a song to that title, and we need to be not afraid. We need to stop being politically correct. We need to stand up for the faith. We need to know what our faith teaches. We need to understand it, and we need to shout it to the rooftops, and we need to celebrate life, and especially celebrate this NFP Awareness Week, because it's so important to get this message out. If we're going to save our marriages and we're going to save our families, this is the key. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the key to saving the family and saving family life and saving foundation. Natural family planning. I'm telling you, heard it here today. This is the key. I kid you not.
Also, if you believe and you really know what natural family planning is and you're not standing up for it, start to stand up for it. Volunteer to be on a pre-Cana team, even if you don't want to be, you know, involved in the fullness of the team. Be the witness couple for pre-Cana couples. That's your opportunity to spread the word about natural family planning, because I can tell you that the pre-Cana couples, 90, maybe 8% of them do not know what natural family planning is. They have no idea. They think it's Catholic birth control. They think that Catholics should have as many children as the church teaches that they should have as many children as they can possibly have. And that is not true. So be a witness couple. Stand up and be proud of who you are and what you do for God. And be a witness couple at pre-Cana, most especially. But be a witness couple to other young women to help them understand. I know that some parishes have the Elizabeth ministry. You know, if you're truly faithful to the teachings of the church, then you'll be truly faithful to natural family planning. And if you don't know about it, learn about it. Go to a conference, go to a class, go on the internet, read about it. There's so much material out there, and it's so refreshing because we have been brainwashed by today's societal norms, and we need to stop that, and we need to let this knowledge seep in so other people understand that there is a truth out there, and this is your opportunity to do that, and most especially to promote it during this time of the year, but always promote it, and always stand up and be proud of who you are and how wonderful your marriage is and how wonderful your children are. And they're not a burden, and you're happy to have these children and care for them and be responsible parents to them. Network with other people. If you know people, even in other parishes that are NFP users, start your own little network. You can go to different parishes and even speak about it. Better yet, send us an email, and we'll have you on our show. We'd love for you to come on our show and be a witness. We would love to have a witness couple for, you know, some of our upcoming shows. If you're out there and you practice NFP, I challenge you to send us an email through holyspiritradio.org, and we will have you on the radio, either with us in person or on the phone, and you can witness the beauty of your marriage by practicing NFP, and we would love that.
One of the other things that's very important, and this is probably one of the easiest things that you can do with natural family planning awareness, is teach your children. Those of you who have children that are about to get married, those of you who have children that are married, those of you who have children that are older and they're still your children, but they're in their 30s, and you think that they are quote-unquote finished having children because they're getting a little bit older, and they kind of have mentioned to you, oh, we're done, we're not going to have any more, Biff and I, the three's enough, then you can speak to them and say, well, do you know about natural family planning? And are you aware of it? And if your engaged children are cohabiting, gently and kindly and lovingly, speak to them and sit down and talk with them and say, do you know what the church teaching is on contraception? Do you know what the church teaching is on natural family planning? Do you know what the church teaching is on cohabitation? Copy articles. You send it to them through the internet as an attachment if you don't want to say it verbally out loud. But your responsibility as a parent is to see to it that your children get to heaven. And they need to know this teaching of the church. And even though it was very strongly and very beautifully reinforced by Paul VI through Humanae Vitae and then consistently spoken to again multiple times in many encyclicals by John Paul II, and now Benedict XVI is picking up where John Paul left off and throwing down the gauntlet. And Betty had mentioned to me before we came on air that he had a 100-page document that he released sometime in April or May of this year speaking to natural family planning and consistent church teaching. This is not a secret. This is not something that you take a lamp and you put it under a bushel basket. This is not something that you hide the pearl of great price. This is not something that you tuck away and don't bring it up because you're afraid to rock the boat. Betty always says it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And so you need to approach all these things with love, and you need to approach all these things with reverence, and you need to approach all these things as just take a look at the way Jesus taught. He came out and told the truth, and he wouldn't back down, and he gave his life for it. But at the same time, when asked, who do you say that I am? And some of the apostles said, well, some say that you're John the Baptist, and some say that you're Elijah, and some say that you're Jeremiah, and some say that you're one of the prophets. And Jesus turned around and said to the apostles, but who do you say that I am? And Peter turned around and said, you are Jesus, the Son of God. And Jesus turned around and said to Peter, no man has revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He designated his church to carry on his teaching. He gave Peter and his successors with the bishops the authority to bind and loose teachings and interpret them and to give them to the people. And his constant teaching since the beginning of his church is that nothing can separate the procreative and unitive aspect of the marital embrace. So regardless of what everybody says in the culture, and regardless of what you read, and regardless of what you hear, and regardless of everything else that's going on. Just, I think a couple of weeks ago, I was reading on the cover of Time magazine, they wrote an article celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the pill. We talked about that last month. And the woman who wrote the article was quoting church teaching and said that the Catholic Church teaches that every act of marital intimacy must produce a baby. That's not what the church teaches. The procreative aspect of being open to life is only part of the marital intimacy of love when the two become one. The unitive aspect is also another. And she went on to say, so what? Infertile couples are not supposed to be intimate. Postmenopausal couples are not supposed to be intimate. People that have had surgery, a woman that has a hysterectomy for uterine cancer when she's 45 or 50 years old, or even fibroid tumors is supposed to stop having intimacy because she can no longer conceive, and so her marital love can't be open to life. She's open to life in her heart. She's open to life in her mind. She just had a diseased organ removed. That's not an intentional sterilization. That's an indirect sterilization. So a lot of people take a lot of things out of context. We're wrapping up. Please be aware of NFP Awareness Week, and we'll close with a Hail Mary to Our Lady, and we'll ask her divine intercession in response to making this teaching of the church go out to everyone. And so please spread the word for an NFP Awareness Week, and thank you for tuning in to our program.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mother of God, present our petitions to your Son, and ask him to bless us with abundant life. We ask all these things through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy NFP Awareness Week, everyone.
Yeah, get out there and promote this, and God bless.